Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, my good friend Sandy Williams. You know, Sandy, how much of this is the fact that with where we are now, you know, there was a change in the way our government looked at things after 9/11, and we created this war on terror, and everything was, for the most part, was focused on the war on terror, and that was proclaimed under then President George Bush. We kind of moved away from, you know, these autocratic kind of governments and things, and that was where our focus is. Are we seeing a transition back to and away from, you know, the war on terror, and now maybe starting to try to build back relationships with Iran and others, and realizing that maybe there are bigger fish that we should be focused on? Could that possibly be a transition that we're looking at?
Well, there's definitely been talk of that. Biden talked about, Obama talked about a pivot from focusing on the Mideast to a pivot back to focusing on other issues in the world. Most of that talk was a pivot towards Asia, China, which is not what's happening now with this war in Ukraine and the expansion of NATO, which, you know, NATO really doesn't have much to do with China. NATO does have everything to do with Russia. And so I guess my concern is that when we lost sight of the Mid East as the place of interest and the place with potential foes and the place where our military might ought to be focused, we reverted on a sort of a knee-jerk basis back to Cold War thinking. Cold War thinking being that Russia's the bad guys. We should remember that Russia was the bad guys not because they were an autocratic government. Russia was the bad guys in our mind because it was a communist country, and we worried about the spread of communism as an ideology and as an economic system that would threaten the free world in a manner that was different than simply autocracy. We've dealt with and not only been willing to countenance, but also even allied ourselves with autocracies, dictatorships all around the world. In South America, we've even installed them. We have dictators that were our staunch allies. The Shah of Iran was a dictator. We installed him, and he was our ally until he was toppled, and Iran decided that the United States was the enemy, primarily because they had installed the Shah of Iran on them in the past. So Russia was not our enemy because they were an autocracy. Russia was our enemy because they were a communist country. They are not a communist country now. They are an oligarchy, which is a form of distorted and dysfunctional capitalism, but they are not communist. And so we've just kind of lost our way, I think. I think we've knee-jerked our way back into thinking that Russia per se is the problem, and that an autocrat or an autocratic style government in Russia is an immense problem for the world, when we've tolerated those kinds of governments all over the world, and Russia's no longer communist. So to me, it smacks of habit. And that the military-industrial complex was very comfortable, and our defense and intelligence establishment was very comfortable with a known enemy, Russia. And they almost lost their way. In fact, when the Soviet Union fell apart, there was public discussion by the CIA and others kind of gnashing their teeth. What will we do now? Well, now we're back at it.
You know, Sandy, some may say, well, you know, Sandy, you're blaming our government for a lot of these issues. How dare you blame our government for a lot of these issues? That's un-American.
I think that's one of the problems with America right now, is we don't, like I talked before about Six Sigma doing a lessons learned analysis, trying to get to be a better country. I think one of the areas that has been an absolute political third rail has been all these things that get equated with patriotism. And one of the things that gets equated with patriotism is that you must not criticize the government in its policies internationally, and in particular in our policies, which are aimed at people who are declared to be essentially enemies of America. And as a result, we don't seem to roll up our sleeves and ask ourselves, really, why are these people the enemies of America? How do we choose our enemies, and how do we choose our friends? And how have we done that over the past 75 years? Because an actual analysis of the conduct of our foreign affairs since World War II is a pretty tragic and a sad display of bad judgment. Vietnam, Iraq, we've just had a long series of blunders. And so it's mystifying to me why the American people shouldn't be asking questions and trying to improve our process so that we stop blundering. And part of that blundering, I would accuse the country of being this sort of sanctimonious and self-righteous country that really does believe in American exceptionalism to the point of view of taking the view that if Americans think it, it's got to be right. And the rest of the world is not liking that very much. And we should begin to consider the role we're playing in the world and the view of the rest of the world of the role we're playing in the world, because it's very troublesome. And the current course of American thinking in foreign affairs, I would say, needs to be reevaluated. It needs to be reevaluated from the standpoint of both parties, because we have made many blunders over the past. And quite frankly, to the extent that I would agree with the progressives and Bernie Sanders, I would agree with the progressives and Bernie Sanders with respect to their criticisms of the priorities we've had in our foreign policies.
You know, Sandy, because it's not sustainable anymore, and because all of these things have been at the expense of the American people. You know, the American people are asked once again to sacrifice. This time at the gas pumps. Well, you know, the president said, we're going to have to bear the brunt, the American people, of the invasion of the Ukraine by Russia. And so we know that you, the American people, are going to have to suffer for this. And, you know, just in other words, just accept it. It's part of, you know, doing the thing, being a patriot. And so you suffer while this goes on. We're asked to do those things. And you know, if they're going to ask us to do those things, Sandy, then we should have a right to say why, right?
Absolutely. Well, you know, we've got every week NFL games, we have the flyovers, and we have advertisements on TV by the military for volunteers, where they talk about having the military, people volunteer for the military so they can participate in keeping America free. And we've said that the war in Iraq and the war in Afghanistan and all these things we've done were aimed at keeping America free. Well, in Vietnam, it became very apparent.
Hey, Sandy, hold that thought. We'll come back to that. I want to make sure we come back to that point. Sandy Williams is on the line. Our phone line's open at 844-967-2789. You can join us. We'll be right back.